what seems to be the attraction? What would bring people to these sites of such incredible negativity and grief and tragedy that millions do flock to them every year?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because I think some people would be quite horrified at the thought that that's what they're being seen as dark tourists, or tourists have that morbid fascination as a tourist. And some people do sort of say it's about people enjoying the suffering of others and things like that. But I think probably if you sort of step back a little, people really sort of see it as a way of contemplation of their own death and something that you do almost as a memorial way, you know, as part of people who are still living or wanting to create a living memory for those spaces. So some of it is a morbid fascination, I think. But some of it really is around perhaps attention that's been received in the mass media and they're wanting to sort of go and see for themselves or, just to check it out, I think, a lot of the time.
Obviously, there's an educational aspect to some of these sites itself, such as the 9/11 Museum and the memorial there. But what is it about the experience of visiting a site compared to just, say, gleaning the same information from watching a documentary or reading a book?
Yeah, I think that, there's sort of argument, I guess, around the difference between, let's say, memorial tourism versus dark tourism. And they kind of, I think they're a bit of a grey area personally, but things like the battlefields and memorials and cemeteries and things like that are really almost a way of creating valour, or what they say is valorisation of the spaces. So it's people wanting to go along to remember and reflect, and obviously also the learning, as you said, that goes along a part of that. But I mean, I think for a lot of people, it's almost patriotic duty. I mean, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum has had something like 45 million visitors through by 2018. So that's a lot of people wandering through a particular space, and I'm not quite sure of all of their motives, but a lot of it really is around reflection and remembrance.
There has, of course, though, been controversies with, say, problematic photos. I remember there was a particular case not terribly long ago at one of the concentration camps with some problematic photos and, you know, other just, I guess, general concerns with, you know, attaching a gift shop to a place of tragedy. Is there a genuine argument to be made some of this can be unethical, exploitative in its actions?
I think so. I think that sort of morbid fascination side of things, or almost that really commercialisation of some of those spaces, is a real problem. But, I mean, you don't go to a museum or memorial these days without there being a gift shop that you're forced to exit through as you leave. So you sort of do wonder really whether those are opportunities for us to pick up mementos for memory, or whether they're really commercialisation of those spaces. And so I think that there's a bit of a fine line. Certainly here in Canberra, our national attractions and things like the War Memorial, for example, Australian War Memorial, there's no charge to enter those spaces. And so people do have an opportunity to go in without it being a commercial experience. But of course, as I said, there's a gift shop and people do have an opportunity to spend money there. What their purposes for buying mementos are, we really probably don't really know very clearly.
So is there perhaps a moral imperative for the people that create these, an event, a site here at the sites of these tragedies, to perhaps engage with some of those moral questions, and for us as tourists to kind of keep them in mind if we are going to be visiting?
Absolutely. And I think that's sort of moving into that space of memorial tourism as opposed to, you know, that morbid or dark tourism that's around. I think that there is an obligation. And I would say that actually a lot of people are mindful anyway, if they're travelling, you know, they're heading into a concentration camp or a prison or a cemetery, that they actually are entering a space that's basically got its attention because of other people's suffering, you know, death and disaster, as you mentioned at the beginning. So I think certainly some of that education side of things and the learning that goes along with that is really vital. And that comes down to how they curate the exhibits, how they provide interpretation for people to understand what's happened, but maybe also provide an opportunity for dialogue rather than just one-sided information in that space.
Well, Naomi, it is it's a rather intriguing one to think of, I think, on today's date of all dates. I do appreciate your time this morning.
A pleasure. Thank you, Sean.